began sending in spies to steal his secret recipes. Fickle Gruber started making an ice cream that would never melt. Prognose came out with a chewing gum that never lost its flavor. Then Slugwort began making candy balloons that you could blow up to incredible sizes. Oh. The thievery got so bad that one day, without warning, Mr. Wonka told every single one of his workers to go home. He announced that he was closing his chocolate factory forever.
I'm closing my chocolate factory forever. I'm sorry.
But it didn't close forever. It's open right now.
Ah, yes. Well, sometimes when grown-ups say forever, they mean a very long time.
Such as I feel like I've eaten nothing but cabbage soup forever.
Now, Pops.
The factory did close, Charlie.
And it seemed like it was going to be closed forever. Then, one day, we saw smoke rising from the chimneys. The factory was back in business.
Did you get your job back?
No. No one did.
But there must be people working there.
Think about it, Charlie. Have you ever seen a single person going into that factory or coming out of it?
No. The gates are always closed.
Exactly.
But then who's running the machines?
Nobody knows, Charlie.
It certainly is a mystery.
Hasn't someone asked Mr. Wonka?
Nobody sees him anymore. He never comes out. The only thing that comes out of that place is the candy, already packed and addressed. I'd give anything in the world just to go in one more time and see what's become of that amazing factory.
Well, you won't, because you can't. No one can. It's a mystery, and it will always be a mystery. That little factory of yours, Charlie, is as close as any of us is ever going to get.
Come on, Charlie. I think it's time we let your grandparents get some sleep.
Good night, Grandpa George.
Good night, Charlie.
Good night,
night. Yeah. Thank you, dear.
Good night, Grandpa George. Good night, Grandma
Georgina. Nothing's impossible, Charlie.
Indeed, that very night, the impossible had already been set in motion.